Hallelujah. 愿大家平安。
Hallelujah. May the peace be with everyone.
啊，今天早上我们一起来学习的题目是把最好的传给下一代。
Well, this morning's topic for mutual encouragement is to pass the best to the next generation.
我们在座很多都是，大部分应该都是移民。
For those who are sitting at the pew today, you are probably one of the new immigrants.
为什么我们要移民来这里？
Why do we migrate here?
或者是父母为什么把我们带来这里？
Or maybe we will ask why our parents brought us here.
因为我们都有一种观念，就是要把好的要给下一代。
Because there is one concept is that we would like to give our next generation the best.
啊，加拿大或者北美洲环境比较好，教育比较好。
In Northern America, and also in Canada, the best education that we can have is here.
希望我们的孩子可以在这里长大。
And we wish that our children will grow up here.
所以人希望把美好的东西传给下一代，这是天性。
And it is a natural instinct for people to bring the best to their next generation.
还有，我们也希望我们的下一代也会把美好的东西一直传下去。
And also we wish that the next generation will bring about the best to the next one.
但是什么叫做最好，每个人的定义就不一样。
But everyone has different definition of what is considered as best.
这个就在乎你自己的价值观。
This is dependent on your value system.
有一些家长觉得最好的就是物质上要给他最好的。
There are some parents think that the best thing that they can give to their children are material things.
你去超级市场买东西啊。
And if you go to the supermarket,
你买奶粉的话有不同的牌子，价格也不一样。
And if you look at different milk, there were different price point and also different quality.
有普通的，有比较便宜的，也有最高级的。
There's the regular ones, and there are also a much more expensive ones.
尿布也是一样。
And same thing applies to the diapers.
我小时候母亲带我们的时候是用了棉的那个尿布，用完了要洗，洗完要再用的。
When I was a baby, my mother used to have diapers that's made of cloth, so it will have to be reused and washed every single time.
现在没有父母带孩子用。可以重复用的这个棉内布。
So parents these days need not to have use all this recyclable diapers.
我们一定要用那哇，用完马上丢的，吸水要好的啊，又不会起疹子的。
The ones the diapers that we use today are all disposable.
啊，有一些父母啊，孩子生出来了。
And there are some parents when their child was born.
哇，要买那个手推车，要买那个最好的。
They bought the cradle as the best.
三个轮的。
And it comes with three wheels.
转弯比较快，上山下海比较容易的。
And for easier turning and also easier going up slope.
不容易翻车的。
And is it will not fall easily.
有人说我要给他去最好的幼稚园。
And some regard some thought about letting their child going to the best kindergarten.
最好的学区。
And the best school district.
父母为了要给所谓的物质上最好的，把自己累得要死，忙得要死。
And in order to give the best to our children, there are some parents they spend so much effort and time.
但是我们来想想，物质上的最好是不是真的就是最好？
But think about this. The best in material is it the best for child?
你永远追不上什么叫最好。
There's nothing that you can ever keep up to the best in the world.
有人说我给孩子最好的就是我以后要。赚很多钱要留给他，把他让他有比较好的生活。
Some parents thought that they could make all the money in the world and just to give to their children in the future.
让他可以不像我那么辛苦。
So that my children will not suffer as much as I did.
让他比较安全。
So that my child will live in safety.
但是如果把物质看成最好的话。
But if I regard material things as the best,
你会发觉这种方法养出来的孩子，他不会很感恩。
And you realize that the kind of child that you rear will not be the child that is full of thanksgiving.
你给他最好，他可能会嫌你给的还不够好，还有更好的。
And maybe when you give your child these material things, he or she may be thinking that you haven't given her or him the best.
有时候你买一双100块的球鞋给他，他说。那个是什么鞋？还有300块的，为什么不买给我？
And sometimes you even spend $100 on a sneaker, for a child, and yet he or she is thinking that why didn't you buy me the $300 one?
比较有智慧的家长呢, 他会往上面一层来想。
And the wiser parents will think, will elevate themselves above that.
最好的不是物质上的东西。
The best thing are not the material things.
是精神上的东西。
It is things that of the spirit.
所以要给他学不同的才艺。
Sometimes parents will put their children into talent classes.
带他去图书馆看很多书。
And bring them to the library to read a lot.
学习比较有文化。
And to become more cultured.
因为文化学习可以改变人的思想。
Because culture and also learning can change one's thoughts.
当然这个也是很重要。
Of course, that's very important.
所以有一些家长很努力了，移民来加拿大的，还拼命要逼小孩要学中文。
And therefore, some of the parents, after immigrating to Canada, they're still forcing their children to learn Chinese.
因为他觉得是我们中华文化5000年，怎么可以断在我的孩子手上？我孩子明明是个黄皮肤的，怎么会大字不会几个，中文不会讲两句呢？
Because they thought that my children are the descendant of Chinese. How can they not know Chinese?
或者是把自己的母语一定要孩子要学。
Or either they prefer their children to learn their respective mother language.
他觉得这个是最好的。
They thought that is the best for their children.
当然这个也是很好。
Of course, that's good to begin with.
但是如果有智慧的家长，他会再往上面再推一层。
But then a wise parent, they will try to elevate themselves above this.
最好的是什么？
What is the best of all?
最好的就是不会因为时间而改变价值的。
The best thing of all is something that will not change over time.
也不会因为地点而影响它的价值的。
It will not change in terms of its value over its location.
金钱或者物质的东西旧了就贬值了。
And for material things, it will depreciate over time.
你世界上的知识，你学好，还有新的会出来。
The knowledge of this world will always expire because there are always new things emerges.
这个语言在这里国家很重要，搬到别的地方就可能完全没有用。
And the language could be useful in this location, but yet it's not useful at the other.
那有什么是不会改变，也价值会一直保留住的呢？
So what is that one thing that never changed and also will keep its value?
这个绝对不是人世间靠着人的智慧可以提供的。
And I would say that this will not be provided by man's wisdom.
而这种最有价值、最好的东西，就是叫做信仰。
And the most valuable of all is faith.
所以有智慧的家长会最在意把最重要、真实的信仰来传给下一代。
Wise parents will pass on to their next generation the true faith.
因为信仰会影响不单止人的一生，还有永生。
Because faith will not only influence one's lifetime on earth, it will also influence their heavenly life. And also his or her value will never change. There are many elite races in this world.
但是犹太人呢，是全世界所有民族里面其中一个很特别的，非常值得人家研究的民族。
So Jews is one of the best race in the world that many people study about.
一般的人类学家他们做研究。
And this anthropologist, they study humans.
如果一个民族、一个文化，它亡国超过200年的话。
So if a race or if a ethnic group that were to be destroyed for over 200 years,
它一定会失去它的语言，失去它的文化，被 大的文化所同化。
They will for sure lose their original language, original culture, because they will be assimilated with the new culture and language.
但是他们没有办法了解为什么犹太民族或者是希伯来文化不一样。
However, the anthropologists, they could not understand why these Jews, they could still keep their language and culture.
以色列人古代在公元前500多年的时候亡国。
So Israelites, they have been destroyed 500 before Christ,
直到现代,
500 years before Christ.
公元1948年,现代以色列复国。
So it's only until recent history in 1948 that Israel was once again founded.
全世界不同地方的犹太人回到巴勒斯坦地。
And all the Jews from all over the world that came together in Jerusalem.
重新建立他们的国家。
They rebuilt their country.
结果他们的文化没有消灭掉。
And then you realize that their culture was not diminished. And their language has not been destroyed. And their thoughts and also concepts has never been assimilated by the rest of the world.
那到底是什么的力量?
So what is the one thing or one force that is behind them?
让他们那么的优秀,
why can they be always the elite, the cream of the crop, yet they are so different from others? Then they realize that it is the religion behind their culture that has provided them the greatest support. Because they live their life according to the Bible's teaching. They wanted to pass on to the next generation the best. The thing they emphasized wasn't education only. It is not about monetary inheritance only. All they think about is the faith that they will pass on to the next generation. Today, the members in Christ were just one of the believers of God.
这我们也要学习,
so we must learn from them that we will pass our faith to the next generation.
因为你不传,
because if you don't pass along, it will just stop.
它不会像基因这样子,
it's not like genes that will just pass on to the next generation naturally.
而是要用很大的力量去
However, it is by a lot of efforts that we put in order to educate them.
那有人可能说了,
some people may question, why do I need to pass on our faith to them?
因为刚刚我们讲过了,
and I've just mentioned just now that faith is the best thing that you can pass on to
是,
the next generation.
是, 是生命的传承。
It is it's a legacy of life.
我们看马太福音的第16章。
Please turn to Gospel of Matthew chapter 16, verse 26.
马太福音16章26节.
Gospel of Matthew chapter 16, verse 26.
人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？ 人还能拿什么换生命呢？
For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul.
这里主耶稣讲一个非常简单清楚道理，但是大部分人会忘记的一个事实。
This is something that the Lord Jesus has said very clearly in a simple nutshell, but the people has always been neglecting about it.
他提出一个问题，到底什么东西最重要？
So there is a question, for what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world?
在一个人很健康，一切很顺利的时候。
So when a person is healthy and also smooth, he probably thought to himself that gaining the whole world is the most important thing. People in general, there's no way that you can gain the whole world.
普通人一辈子顶多就是赚自己住的那栋房子，等你退休了，不用mortgage了，那里已经是一个有成就的人了。
And people for the most, maybe you are able to own a home in your lifetime, and that's the best achievement that you can get.
我们这条教会界的就是Gother Street.
And the church is situated on this Gother Street.
一栋房子大概150万。
So one single family home worth about 1.5 million.
你就想想这条街两边加起来要几栋房子。
So think about this two rows of houses along this street. How many were them?
你不吃饭，不睡觉，不休息，每天上班，你有没有办法赚到整条Gother Street?
If you don't sleep every day, you work every day, are you able to buy the entire street?
一般来说不太可能。
In general, it's impossible. Because the number is humongous.
但是你对一个生病的人来说,
and to a person who is sick,
一个癌症快死的人来说,
a person who is at the verge of death contracting cancer,
他可能有很多的钱,
maybe he has a lot of money.
如果你在他生病最严重的时候过去跟他讲, 你要不要再投资?
So if you were to approach this person and ask him, would you like to invest more?
我帮你投资一条鸽子去，我们把 一年之后，隔壁那条街也买下来，盖亚盼望。
I'll help you to invest so that we can buy the entire Gother Street.
我们会赚很多。
And you will make a lot of money.
他还没有兴趣。
I don't think he has any interest in that at all.
那个时候他对这个没有兴趣。
At that time, you will not have any interest of that.
这个时候他会对我的病怎么样好，我才有办法继续活着。他 比较有兴趣。
The only thing that he was concerned at that moment is that whether I can heal my sickness.
因为我命都没有了。
Because if I lose my life,
如果给我几条街。 盖什么公寓，赚大钱有什么用呢？
Doesn't matter how many streets I own, how many condominiums I can build.
那人有两种生命。
And as men, we have two kinds of life.
一种就是肉体的生命。
One of which is a physical life.
你普通人70岁。
People in general can live till 70.
健康的话，80-90岁。
If you're healthier, maybe you can live to 80 and 90.
就好像一盘花。 漂亮的也是一两天就会凋谢。
And just like a bouquet of flowers, it may wither within 2 days.
但是还有另外一种生命。
But then there's another kind of life.
是从神来的。
It's from God.
属灵的生命。
It's of spirit.
所以最好的东西就是把不单止肉体的生命传给下一代。
The best thing is not only we pass on this physical life to our next generation.
更会把属灵的生命你也传授给他。
But the most important thing is that we can pass on this spiritual life to them.
让你孩子认识神。
So that your children will come to learn God.
任何事情发生，他不会害怕。
When there's anything happen, they will not be afraid of.
因为他里面有永生。
Because within him, there's eternal life.
好，我们看约翰福音第五章。
Please turn to Gospel of John chapter 5.
约翰福音第五章的39节。
Gospel of John chapter 5, verse 39.
五章39节。
Chapter 5, verse 39.
你们查考圣经，因你们以为内中有永生，给我做见证的就是这经。
You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and there are they which testify of me.
主耶稣说，为什么你要查考这个信仰，查考这圣经？
So Jesus questioned, why do you need to search the scriptures?
因为你们知道里面有永生呢。
Because you know that within that there is eternal life.
什么叫做永生？
What do you mean by eternal life?
我们一般家长想象的就是说，啊，我要孩子以后读好的学校，然后进到 是好的学校，然后以后人生很幸福。
And parents in general may think that, oh, I should put my children into the best school, and then in the future they will find the best career, and it is the most fortunate of all.
这个绝对是很好。
Of course, this is good.
但是这个不是最好。
But then this is not the best.
因为今生很短暂，会过去。
Because in this lifetime it's short, it will pass away.
如果你不相信，有机会。 请你们去 BC Children Hospital 啊，儿童病院走一圈。And
if you don't believe that, just pay a visit to our Children Hospital in Vancouver.
啊，里面呢，很多小孩子有很多奇奇怪怪的病。So
look at all those children in the hospital. They are suffering from all kinds of illnesses.
有一些病可以医得好，有一些病没有办法医得好。Some
kind of sickness can be healed, but some just aren't.
啊，那些家长当然很担心。
And their parents were so worried about them.
这个就是人生。
That is life.
人有一天会离开世界。
One day, every single one of us will leave this world.
除非你觉得自己不会死。
Other than you thinking yourself that you will never die.
当然没有人不会死。
Of course, there's no one that can shun away from death.
如果我们知道人的生命有限的话。
If we know that our life is so restricted and limited.
你要先替自己准备永生的安排了。
You must first of all prepare yourself for this eternal life to come.
这个就是宗教教育的目的。
This is the sole purpose of our religious education.
从你知道你从哪里来。
And you must know where you came from.
然后你现在今生的价值是什么？
And then what is the kind of value system that you have in your lifetime?
那你就知道以后你的生活要怎么过。
Then you know what's the kind of life you'll live going forward.
那最后要去到哪里？
And eventually, where will you end up?
所以最好的东西就是生命。
Therefore, the best thing of all is life.
那生命就是在主里面，在神里面给我们永生。
And life is about the eternal life that God will give us within His body.
我们想想，我们亚洲人呢都很看重孩子的教育。
And as Asian, we always emphasize a great deal on our education of our children.
为了教育，可以移民，可以投资，可以花很多钱。
For the sake of education, we can spend a lot of money and we can move around.
从3岁到21岁。
So right from 3 years old to 21.
这十几年会影响他一辈子。
And this 10-some year will influence his entire life.
你会想这个值得。
And you will think that, oh, this is all worthwhile.
我让他18年的教育，影响他剩50年的人生。
And I'll give him the best 18 years so that he will have the best 50 years going forward.
他以后的收入跟他教育会成正比。
In the future, his income will be as much as his education.
所以很多家长值得投资。
So many parents think that it's worthwhile investing.
那么想远一点。
Then you think further.
那从八九十岁里人生离开世界之后。
So how about after 80 or 90 when you depart from this world?
一直到永远。
Until eternity.
如果人有灵魂。
If there is soul to man.
灵魂要去一个地方。
And there's soul, this soul will have to end up somewhere.
好的地方是天国。
And the best place is the heaven.
为了要进神的国。
In order to enter into the heavenly kingdom of God.
这一辈子把最好的信仰给他，让他去追求。
In this lifetime, you give him the best in faith so that he can pursue after it.
他今生有一个方向。
So in his lifetime, he will have a direction.
他永生有了安排。
And his eternal life has been arranged for.
请问这个投资放下去的时间值不值得？
Then you ask yourself, is it worthwhile for you to put in such a time for this?
如果你会算。
If you know how to calculate,
哇，这个太重要了。
This is so important.
这个是最有价值的。
This is the most important and valuable of all.
那第二个原因。
And the second reason.
除了这个，最好的东西是生命的传承。
Other than this, most important thing as the legacy of life.
也是福气的传承。
It is also a legacy of blessing.
我们看诗篇的23篇。
Please turn to. Psalm chapter 23.
诗篇的23篇第六节。
Psalm chapter 23 verse 6.
23篇第六节。
Chapter 23 verse 6.
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我只要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me and all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
诗篇二十三篇呢，称为圣经里面其中一首最有名的诗篇。
And Psalm 23 is the most famous psalm of all.
很多基督徒啊，不会背其他诗，但是这一篇一定要会背。
Many Christians they did not know any other passages in the Bible but this one.
它是一个圣经很有名的人叫大卫所写的。
So this passage has been written by David, who's very famous.
这首诗的主题就是神是我的牧者。
So the theme of this psalm is the Lord is my shepherd.
他把神形容为一个最好的牧羊人。
So he described the Lord as the best shepherd of all.
因为大卫他小时候帮爸爸牧羊。
Because when David was young, he was a shepherd for his father.
他知道羊很单纯，但是也不是很聪明。
And he know that the sheep are simple, but they're not the smartest of all.
羊如果在豺狼中间，肯定会被豺狼吃掉。
Of course, if the lambs or the sheep were to be among the wolves, they will be devoured.
羊也不会自己到处会找食物。
And the sheep are not the ones that knows how to look for food.
还有呢，羊的眼睛也不是很好，没有飞鹰那么看那么远。
And also the eyes of lambs, they just cannot see well.
还有绵羊也不太会保护自己，没有脚，没有爪，没有那个刺。
And the sheep, they don't have any weapons on their body that they can protect themselves.
所以当羊其实很危险。
Therefore, to be a sheep is very dangerous.
但是没关系，如果羊有一个好牧人就不怕。
But it's regardless, as long as they have a good shepherd, they will not have to worry.
因为牧羊人按着时间会把他带到草地让他吃草。
Because from time to time, the shepherd will bring the herd of sheep to eat the pasture.
有野兽来了，牧羊人就拿起杖来赶那些野兽。
And if there are other animal approaching them to attack them, the shepherd will protect them.
有生病了，牧羊人会去医治他，会包裹他。
And if the sheep were to be sick, the shepherd will take care of it.
所以羊很笨没有关系，但是如果找到好牧人，他就很放心了。
It is all right. The sheep may be unwise, but they have the shepherd to take care of them.
人不需要很聪明才会幸福。
Therefore, as men, we don't need to be so wise in order to be fortunate.
我们常常有一个错误的观念。
Sometimes we always have this kind of wrong concept.
我的孩子一定要比别人聪明，他才会幸福。
You know, my child have to be way smarter than others in order to be fortunate.
最好我孩子懂得别人都不懂。
The best thing is that my child know things that other children won't know.
最好头脑转得很快。
And the best thing is my children, they are so quick in response.
广东人呢，香港人呢，有个形容叫转速很快，都是形容人聪明。
And as a description in Hong Kong is that for someone's mind, just like spinning like a motor.
什么叫转得快？你一分钟转一次，人家转十次，那你怎么比得上？
If you are able to spin rapidly, it means that you are smart. But how fast can you spin?
你讲一句话，他可能有十个，你可能有十个意思，他已经想到了。
And if you say just a word, he probably will have already 10 scenarios about it.
啊，那有一些家长孩子分出来很平凡。
And some parents, they were just ordinary.
啊，就很担心
了。They just worried.
我孩子那么笨。
My children were so stupid.
什么比不上人。
And they're not good at anything.
那以后在社会怎么生存呢？
How are they going to survive in this society in the future?
但是大卫啊，这里给我们一个观念。
But then David, is providing us a concept here.
人生的幸福不在于你有多聪明。
The goodness of life is not about your smartness.
或者是你多会算。
It is not about how calculative it can be.
或者是你为自己要怎么样的预备你的未来。
It's not about how you can prepare your future.
你可以计划，但未来不到你来主导。
You can plan anything you want, but it will not happen the way that you want.
那人生的幸福是什么呢？
So what is the fortune of life?
是你找到神。
It is you when you seek God and you find him.
应该反过来说，你让神找到你。
Or on the, just the opposite, you should let God search you.
大卫他小时候也是一个很普通的孩子。
And of course, David was an ordinary child when he was young.
一家里面他排最小的。
In his family, he was the youngest.
以前古代的人那个最小的跟现在的最小不一样。
And people in the olden days, if they were the youngest, they are different than the youngest today.
现在家里最小的通常都是小霸王，或者是那个最难搞的。
And today you realize that the youngest child in the family is the hardest one to deal with.
最被宠坏的。
Because they're the spoiled kid.
以前最小那个也是要做苦工，也是会被哥哥欺负。
In the olden days, even the youngest one, they will have to work in a field. They will have to be bullied by their older brother.
他会在家里没有什么特殊的待遇。
Because in their family, they will not enjoy privilege.
当那个撒母耳先知来到他家里的时候
，as Prophet Samuel came to their home.
哇，有好东西了，可能有祝福了。
And there are good things, there are blessings that come along the way.
所有哥哥都回来了。
And all the brothers return to the home.
结果那个最小的还在那边牧羊。
And then the youngest one is still shepherding the sheep.
他没有说特别聪明。
And he was not the smartest of all.
但是神拣选他。
But then God chose him.
他也很听神的话。
And he also was obedient to the words of God.
他把人生一个一个挑战克服了。
And he has overcome every single challenges in his life.
他人生也不是没有遇到困苦。
Of course, his life is, he lived his life, it's not to say that he lived his life without any difficulty.
也不是没有遇过失败。
It's not to say that he never come across failure.
但是因为有神当他的牧者。
But because he has God as his shepherd.
他说一个一个困难这样子就经过了。
Every single difficulty he was able to go through.
然后这第六节，在我们刚刚所读的，就是他一个结论。
So over at verse 6 is the conclusion of his thoughts.
为什么神或者信仰是最重要的？
Why God and the faith is the most important of all?
因为它是福气的来源呢。
Because it is a source, it's a single source of blessings.
第六节说，我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
Verse 6 it says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me.
我只要住在主的殿中直到永远啊。
All the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord.
有人说幸福在哪里？我要去追寻。
There are people looking for fortunes of life, then they pursue after it.
在哪里？我要去追啊。
Where is it?
有时候我们
I'm going after it.
追追追，追到哪里去呢？
And sometimes we didn't know where we ended up at.
我们知道，如果狮子啊追着自己的尾巴跑。
We know that some lions they were chasing their own tail.
有一个故事，小狮子问他妈妈说：“幸福在哪里？”
And then there was a little lion or a lion cub asking his mother that where is the fortune for us?
妈妈说我也不知道，但是听说如果你可以嘴巴碰到自己的尾巴，你就幸福了。
And then the mother said, I don't know anything about that, but I heard that if you are able to bite your own tail, then you will have the fortune.
你有办法追吗？有那么快吗？
Are you able to chase after your tail?
人就是像这样子。
Man is just like that.
一辈子在追求幸福。
Your entire life, you are always pursuing after fortune.
希望得到所有的。
You always wanted to gain everything.
但是往往到最后觉得自己没有得到。
But soon you will realize that you ended up with nothing.
但是第六节告诉我们，不用追啊。
At verse 6 it tells us, we don't need to pursue.
如果你认识神，
if you know God,
你顺服神，依靠神，
if you submit to God and you're obedient to Him,
你一生一世有恩惠慈爱随着你，就是跟着你的意思啊。
All the days of your life will surely have goodness and mercy.
恩惠就是祝福带领。
And goodness means that blessing and also guidance.
慈爱就是感觉很幸福，因为你有人爱，有神爱。
Mercy is a sense of warmth, a sense of love.
今天的人就是缺少这两样。
And people these days are in lack of these two things.
缺安全感。
Because there are lack of sense of security.
缺少被爱。
There are sense of being loved.
很多物质。
And there are many material things.
但是很孤单。
And they feel so lonely.
很无助。
And they feel helpless.
因为到最后没有一个人可以走到人生最后一刻的。
Because there's at the very end of it, no one can walk till that point.
父母可能先走。
And your parents may depart first.
配偶很爱你，可能他也先走。
And your spouse may love you so much, but yet they have to go first.
孩子很爱你，但是他更爱他的孩子。
Your children may love you, but they love their own children even more.
你孩子也很忙。
And your children may be so busy.
那到最后就剩下自己。
And at the very end, you're alone.
那如果没有神，
and if you don't have God,
人真的很孤单。
As men, you are truly lonely.
但是大卫他知道他找到了。
And David knows that he has found.
所以他一生一世有恩惠慈爱随着他。
Because all his days of his life is filled with the goodness and also mercy of God.
那如果我们想要得到这样的人生，
if we want to have this kind of life,
你想你孩子有这样的人生，
think about your children having this kind of life.
那是不是你把这个最好的神，最好的信仰也要传给他？
Are you going to pass on the best thing, the faith to your children?
我们教会里面也认识很多的不同的家庭。
And of course, in the church, we know various families.
我认识有一个家庭。
And I know this one family.
那个做丈夫的。
And the husband.
跟我们一个姐妹结婚。
And married one of our sisters.
也有几个孩子。
And they have several children.
弟兄自己做见证。
And then that brother bore witness.
他说我从小不是很会读书。
And he said that, well, since I was little, I wasn't good at my school.
也不乖。
And I was disobedient.
然后呢？毕业的时候成绩也不好。
And when I graduated with lousy marks.
通常好的工作都被那些名校的学生、毕业生先占走了。
And usually those good jobs has been occupied by those elites from the best school.
但是他第一份工作也不怎么理想。
And then his first job was not a good one.
但是当他成长的过程当中，
But in his process of growing up,
他一直接受宗教教育。
And he continuously exposed to the religious education.
神啊，教会也把神的观念给他。
And the church has passed along the concept of God to him.
然后呢，啊，那个家庭里面呢也有信仰。
And in the family they have faith.
到结了婚之后。
And after he got married.
因为他太太很有信心。
And because his wife was full of faith.
鼓励他，凡事要靠神，凡事要多祷告。
And to encourage him, you should depend on God and pray to God in everything.
你要把你的人生走在主的道路上，交托给主。
And you must walk along this path of heaven and leave everything to God.
结果他在结婚之后，真正开始追求信仰。
So after his marriage, he truly pursued after his faith.
那他就发觉，哎，神一步一步的带领他。
And he realized that God has gradually guided him every single footstep of his.
他的工作越换越转，就越顺利，就越理想。
And his work, his career life, went smoother and smoother along the way.
理想到他太太都跟他说。
And even it was so good that even the wife said.
因为太太很了解先生。
Because the wife knew her husband so well.
太太笑笑跟他讲。以你这种才华，以你这种学校毕业的，能够找到这种工作，实在是，除非是神给你的，不然你不可能。
And the wife even said that, you know, with your kinds of wisdom, your kind of education, for you to have this kind of job, is given by God.
先生也很谦卑啊，同意。对对对，这是神的，神安排。
And the husband was humble enough to agree that it's an arrangement of God.
家里不是很有钱。
And they don't have much money in the home.
就是够用。
And there was just only enough to go by.
但是一家人很开心。
But then the entire family was happy.
这是有恩惠慈爱随着我。
This is so called to have goodness and mercy of God in your days of life.
所以把最好的传给孩子。
Therefore, we must pass on the best to our children.
就是把这个福气的源头给孩子。
Which is to give the source of blessing to our children.
所以有一句话说，你要给一个人一条鱼呢，还是你要教他钓鱼？
There's a saying that, are you going to give this person a fish or are you going to give him a fishing rod?
你要给他鱼啊，可以吃多少天？
If you were to give this person a fish, how many days that he will consume this fish?
你告诉他，这个湖就在这里，里面很多鱼。
If you tell him that there's a lake over here and there are a lot of fish in there,
源源不绝。
And there is a multitude of fish.
但是你要知道怎么得到。
But you must know how to fish them.
今天我们也是这样啊。
And it is also likened to us today.
我们追求今生的福气，不如你追求福气的源头。
And if we're going after blessings, why don't we just go after the source of blessing?
最好的福气是物质买不到的。The
best blessings of all is not something that you can exchange with your material means.
恩惠,
the grace,
慈爱,
mercy,
随着我们,
and it will follow me.
好的，那么既然这样子那么重要。
And so, since these things are so important,
那我们可能问一个问题了，要怎么样传给下一代呢？
Maybe we ask ourselves, how can we pass on to the next generation of these?
有三点我们一定要做到的。3
points we have to do.
就好像一个照相机的三脚架。And
just likened to the tripod that we use for cameras.
你少了一只脚，整个脚都会倒。Without
one of the foot, then this camera will not stand.
宗教教育需要这三个部分。And
the religious education will need these 3 parts.
你才有办法传给下一代。
So can you pass on to the next generation?
第一个脚架，第一只脚是什么？
The first leg, what is it?
当然要把孩子自小就带来教会。
Of course, the first thing that you must bring your child to the church since they're young.
因为教会是个跟外边世界非常不同的环境。
Because the church, the environment of the church is so different from the rest of the world.
你从一进来教会那一刻,
from the moment when you step into this chapel,
如果你是第一次来的,
if this is your first visit,
或者是你从来没有来过的,
or even if you have never been to a church
你会觉得,
before,
哎, 在教会里面的感觉跟外面的世界不一样。
You will immediately feel the difference of the church than the rest of the world.
因为这里有一个学习敬拜神的环境。
Because this is an environment where we learn and listen to the words of God.
我们知道任何的学习环境是最重要的。
We know that in any kind of learning, the environment is the most important of all.
虽然我们不能每天住在这里,
even though we cannot live in a chapel every single day,
但是如果你每一个礼拜有固定的把孩子带来教会,
but if you regularly bring your children to the church,
当然理论上来说,次数越多,当然就是越好。
Of course, in theory, the more you bring your children to the church is better.
他来教会,诶,从小了,唱诗歌。
So they could have been in a church singing hymns since they were young.
听圣经故事,
and listening to the stories of Bible since young.
啊, 再大一点呢,
and then they grew up.
啊, 学习怎么样来服侍神,
then they learned how to serve the Lord.
啊, 身边里面也有很多相同信仰的人,
and there are also many other members sharing the same kind of faith with them.
不是只有自己一个,
they are not alone.
啊, 诶, 这样你会觉得说, 诶, 我们不是孤单的。
Then they will feel that they are not alone.
虽然我们去到世界，可能是跟外面的人想法格格不入。
Maybe they don't share the common concept with the rest of the world.
因为现在的主流的文化跟圣经非常的不一样。
Because the main the values of the mainstream society these days are so different from the teachings of Bible.
其实很多家长啊，对孩子的教育有点担心呢。
And many parents, they were so worried about the education of their children.
他说我那么辛苦把孩子带来这里。
You know, I have spent so much effort bringing my children here.
希望孩子好好学好。And
I wanted them to be good.
结果2019年的加拿大是什么呢？
Then look at 2019. What is Canada about?
所有道德上不太好的、不太对的东西都是合法可以做的。
Anything that is unethical is now legalized to do.
连最近连大麻都合法了。
Even marijuana has been legalized.
那毒品都可以合法了，有什么不可以的呢？
Even drugs are legalized. What is there anything that cannot be legalized?
全世界所有国家都觉得不好的，我们这边说可以合法，可以合法用。
All other countries are regarding marijuana as a bad thing, but this country is thinking that it's good.
啊，那同性恋可以合法。
And even legalizing homosexuality.
那这个就是世界的文化潮流。
This is the main value of the trends of the world.
但是如果你来从小把孩子带来教会，
and if you bring your children to the church since young,
他会听到另外一种观念，
and they will listen to another sets of value.
如果你没有办法固定的把他来带他来接触，
and if you don't regularly or constantly bring them to the church to expose to such a concept,
那很有可能你没有办法把最好的东西传给他。
Or perhaps you are not passing on the best thing to them.
但是只带来教会，或者是一个礼拜只来一天，也是不足够的。
And coming to the church once a week, is not enough.
第二个部分，
and the second part of it,
是父母自己的言语跟行为的影响。
It is the influence of the words and also conducts of the parents.
这个比你带他来教会一个礼拜来一天还更重要。
And there is even more.Influential than bringing them to the church once a week.
第一点不能缺乏。
And first of all, you should not neglect about.
但是第二点是好像盖房子盖上去的。
But then the second part of it is just likened to building a house. You are actually building the second floor.
我们看生命记的第六章。
Please turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6.
第四节。
Verse 4.
生命记六章四节。
Deuteronomy 6 verse 4.
六章第四节。
Chapter 6 verse 4.
第四节，以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们的神是独一的主。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
每次讲到宗教教育啊，我们都会读到这一段。
Whenever we talk about religious education, we talk about this verse.
犹太人呢，他们每个星期六安息生日都要去会堂。
For the Jews, every single Saturday they will go to their own synagogue.
如果没有会堂呢，他们在家里也是要守安息日，也要读圣经。
Without going to the synagogue, they will gather at home for service.
他们一定会读这一段。
And they will definitely read this verse.
这一段一开头呢，他不是讲要怎么样教孩子。
At the beginning of this verse, it's not talking about how you can teach your children.
要怎么教孩子的？这是第七节、第八节、第九节。
But rather, teaching children is recorded in verse 7 and 8.
但是往往呢，我们就忽略了第六节。
But more than often,
第四到六节。
But more than often, we neglected the verses from 4 to 6.
如果父母没有做到四到六节。
If, as parents, you have not done what is said in verse 4 to 6,
那你马上要跳到七到九节要教孩子，那个这是绝对是失败的。
If you immediately skipping to verse 7 and 8, teaching your children, it will be a failure.
所以父母要首先教自己。
Therefore, as parents, you must teach yourself first.
怎么教自己？
How can you teach yourself?
父母自己首先说，以色列啊，神说你要听啊。
As parents, you should say, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
就是父母自己首先要听啊。
That as parents, you must listen to the Lord first.
其实今天很多家庭的孩子的问题啊。
There are so much problem with the children these days in the family.
不是孩子的问题。
It's not about the problem of children per se.
孩子的问题往往都是父母的问题造成的。
The problem of children always derive from their own parents.
有什么的父母就有怎么的孩子。
What kind of the children is the kind of parents that rear them.
尤其是现代的孩子呢，不太会听父母讲，他会看父母。
And the children these days, they do not listen to their parents a lot, but they will look at what their parents do.
这个很重要啊，我们这一代的家长要了解啊。
So this is very important for parents of this generation, we have to understand.
现在的孩子嘛，头脑跟以前不一样。
And the children these days, they have different kind of mindset.
现在的孩子听力严重退化。
And the children these days, they were so... their hearing ability is so backslided.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为他们从小就被 video, 他被视觉的重度的刺激。
And because since they were young, there was so much stimulation through all those electronic products.
所以大脑是这样的，你越刺激一方面，另外一方面就会退化。
So the brain is about this. If you were to stimulate one side, the other side will just degenerate.
因为从小就要看呢。
So since they're young, they see all kinds of videos.
所以你没有他看，他就没有办法了解。
Without seeing, they cannot understand.
你跟他讲道理，他听不懂。
And if you listen, if you try to talk to them about ideas they just couldn't understand.
所以最好的教育方法就是你要做给他看。
Therefore, the best thing of all is to put up a conduct to show them.
所以谁需要这么教育?
So who needs religious education?
不是孩子要到下面跟老师。
It's not children about children going to the classroom and listen to their teachers.
是父母要听啊。
It's about parents that have to listen.
啊，听什么？
What should they listen?
听第一句话是神是我们独一的主。
That you have to listen that our Lord God is the Lord is one.
这神是独一的。
That Lord is one.
没有东西可以取代神。
There's nothing that can replace the Lord.
你的事业很重要，但是不可以取代神。
Your career may be important, but it cannot replace God.
你孩子的学业很重要，但是不可以取代信仰。
The education of children may be important, but they cannot replace God.
任何东西你看为最重要的就是神。
Anything you should look highly upon, or the most important of all, is God.
所以第六、第四节就是说价值观的建立。
Therefore, at verse 4, it's all about the establishment of a value system.
孩子从小会看父母，你的价值观是什么？
So your children will look at you since they're young, that what's the kind of value that you have?
当然，孩子不会讲这几个字，价值观。
Of course, your children will not say this few words as the value of life.
但是他会看你做什么。
But they will look at what you do.
如果你很看重聚会。
If you emphasize a lot about coming to service.
譬如说孩子，我们孩子上学。
Take for instance when our children go to school.
你一定不会让他迟到嘛。
You will not let them be late at school.
如果每天上学迟到，老师打电话来。 要见面，那校长要见面，那可能到最后你都不能上学。
If they're always late for school, then the school will try to contact the parent and communicate with them.
所以上学的那一天，你给他挖起床，自己很累，也会挖自己起床，对不对？
So during school days, even though the parents are so exhausted, but they have to make their child wake up at time.
那孩子都知道了，对妈妈来说，上学最重要，你不要给我迟到。
And for mothers, they think that the most important thing of all is to be punctual at the school.
再累，再有雨，下雪，我都要去。
Doesn't matter if it's raining, snowing, they cannot be late for school.
好了，换到信仰方面呢，孩子也会看。
Then, on the other hand, your children will observe you in terms of faith.
妈妈很看重聚会。
And if my mother stressed a lot about coming for service,
安息日啊，爸爸，哎呀，穿得整整齐齐的，全家要来教会。
And on Sabbath, my parents were to dress up well and come to the church for service.
他说我同学生日会啊，我想休息啊，我想在这里读书啊。
And perhaps I have classmates that are having birthdays parties on Saturdays, or I need to stay home to study.
如果父母跟他说，你不要跟我讲这些，赶快去。
And if your parents were to stress the fact that you don't tell me all these, you should come to the church. Maybe at the beginning, he does not know why you would do that.
但是他看多了,
but as he exposed to that a lot,
在这种环境长大,
and he exposed himself to this kind of environment,
他会觉得说父母觉得信仰很重要,
and he will know that my parents has regarded the faith as the most important.
我父母跟这个神好像很熟，好像非常亲。
It seems that my parents are so close to God.
好了，这个点，这个有一个东西在那边呢，在小小头脑里面呢。
So in their little mind, they have this idea about their parents.
好了，如果再加上他大了一点之后看见，哎，我这个家庭还蛮幸福的。
And then as they grow up, then they gradually realize that their family is indeed so fortunate.
然后我遇到困难的时候，我可以靠神。
And then as I encounter challenges in life, and I can rely on God.
那边我自己咯，他就会连起来咯。
Then if that is their own problem, then they will try to relate it to what their belief at the very beginning.
从我父母。
Right from their parent.
到我家庭。
Until my family.
到我自己,
until myself.
好了，一个问题就来了。那如果有一天我父母不在了，那我还要信吗？
So then there's a question arise. If one day my parents were to pass away, will I keep my faith?
没有人逼我去教会了，那我还回去吗？
There'll be no one else that forced me to the church. Will I go again?
哎，如果他以前的东西能够连起来。
And if he could relate to whatever he has in his mind in the past.
第一，价值观有建立。
First of all, he has already established the value system.
父母的到自己的。
And right from his parent to his own.
哎，有神很好。
You know what? It's so good to have God.
那我还是要去。
I still want to go to church.
别人不去，我的朋友不信，没有关系，但是我要信我的神。
It's regardless, my friends, they don't believe in the Lord, they don't want to go to church, but I will.
所以弟兄姐妹看到吗？
And the brothers and sisters in church will see that.
这个完全是从父母来的。
This all derived from the parents.
父母是最有影响你的宗教教育的老师。
Parents are the one single factor that affects religious education.
所以有了这一个之后，我们才能够慢慢盖上去。
It is only with this kind of condition can we keep on building upwards.
所以各位弟兄姐妹朋友们。
So dear brothers and sisters, friends and family.
把最好的要给你下一代。
You must give the best to your next generation.
你准备好了吗？
Are you prepared?
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
Please
sing him number 498.